Both teams on the floor warming up for the men's contest here this evening. Let's take a closer look at the matchup between these two teams, the Door College Defenders and the Morningside Mustangs. The Morningside Mustang men come in with a 14-5 overall mark. They're 4-4 in the league. They're 5-1 in their last six games. A five-game winning streak ended with a 98-85 loss to Briar Cliff on January 7. Two of the wins in the string were overtime victories over Jamestown and Doan. Bryce Cook leads the team with 17.2 points per game and 8.9 rebounds. He is making 63% of his field goal attempts. Brody Egger tops the team with a 14.2 points per game average. Tyler Borchers is scoring 13.3 points per game, makes 59% of his field goals, and he is in his first year with the Morningside Mustangs. Borchers is also grabbing 8 rebounds per game. Keep in mind he does most of his damage as a reserve. Morningside owns a 37.4 to 34.4 rebounding advantage. Pierce Allman knocks down 9.8 points per game. Alex Borchers is scoring 9.8 points per contest. Ryan Techmeyer is adding 9.2 points per game. Morningside is scoring 83.5 points per game. They allow 78.4. Morningside is making 46.8% of its field goals. Teams are making 45.8% of their shots against the Mustangs. The Defender men are 10-10, 1-7 in GPAC play. This will mark the midpoint of the season for conference play for the Defenders. They play an 18-game conference year. North College is averaging 89.1 points per game with an 81.1 points per game defensive average. Defenders are out-rebounding teams 42-34.2. They convert 47.2% of their field goals. Opponents are making 45.5. Dalton Franken leads this team with an 18.2 points per game average and has made 45% of his field goals. He leads the team with 6.8 rebounds per game. Alec Henriksen is averaging 13.9 points per game and is making 45% of his three-point shots. He has converted 49 of 110 long shots. Marcus Winterfeld is good for 9.2 points per game and 5.5 rebounds. Alex Terpstra and Taylor Feenstra are averaging 9.0 and 7.9 points per contest. Feenstra takes down 3.9 rebounds. Andrew O'Donnell adds 9 points per game, takes in 5.1 rebounds. He leads the team with 70 assists in 18 games played. That's about a 3.5 average. Here are your starting lineups for tonight's contest. First of all, for the Morningside Mustangs, they will start number 0, Pierce Allman, a 6'2", sophomore from Grand Island, Nebraska, averaging 9.8 points per game. Number 3 is Brody Egber, a 6'2", sophomore from Urbandale, Iowa, averaging 14.2 points per game. And Ryan Techmeyer is a 6-foot sophomore from Davenport, Iowa, Davenport, Nebraska, averaging 9.2. Let's pause for our national anthem.
And you see.
Continuing on then with our starting lineups, and sometimes it's by guess and by golly when the national anthem is going to be sung. So got that taken care of. Continuing on, I told you about Ryan Techmeyer, the 6-foot senior from Davenport, Nebraska, averaging 9.2 points per game. Number 22 is Alex Borchers, a 5'11 freshman from South Sioux City, Nebraska, averaging 9.5 points per game. And Bryce Cook is a 6'6 senior from Dell Rapids, South Dakota, averaging 17.2 points per game. Top reserves for Morningside off of the bench, Brody Van Gankel, a 6-foot junior from the Dakota Dunes, and Tyler Borchers, a 6'7 freshman from Lamars, Iowa, averaging 13.3 points per game. For the Dort College Defenders, they will start number one, Andrew O'Donnelly, 6'3 junior from Sioux Center, averaging 9 points per game. Number three is Alec Henriksen, a 6'2 sophomore from Spirit Lake, averaging 13.9 points per game. Marcus Winterfeld's a 6'5 freshman from Sioux Center, averaging 9.2 points per outing. Number 33 is Dalton Frank, and a 6'5 junior from Atlantic, putting in a team-high 18.2 points per game. And Taylor Feenster is a 6'7 junior from Hull, Iowa. He averages 7.9 points per game. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more as we prepare for the men's contest right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Some of the other GPAC basketball games taking place this evening include Briarcliff at Dakota Wesleyan. Briarcliff wants to make a move in the standings. That's probably one they've got to get. They're 5-3 in the conference. Dakota Wesleyan is 6-2. Midland is at Concordia. Midland is 6-2. Concordia is 4-5, but Concordia's men playing pretty well right now. And Northwestern is at Mount Marty. Northwestern, the conference leader, at 8-1. Mount Marty is 0-8. Tonight's Dort Morningside contest features a Morningside team that is 4-4 against a Dort College team that is 1-7. Broadcasting from the campus of Dort College, this is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Most recent outings for these two teams. For the Mustang men, they were outscored 60-48 in the second half, lost a 98-65 decision to Briarcliff Saturday afternoon. Bryce Cook had 27 points on 12 of 17 shooting. The Defender men battled back from a 10-point deficit and won an 81-79 victory over Mount Marty Saturday in Sioux Center. Dalton Franken led the way for the Defenders with 16 points. Henriksen, O'Donnell, and Terpstra at 15. Winterfeld added 10 points with 13 rebounds and 4 assists. O'Donnell had 8 rebounds. Henriksen had 6 rebounds and 4 assists. The Dort College Defenders and Morningside Mustangs getting their final instructions from their respective coaches. Ross Dalma for the Dort College Defenders, Jim Sykes for the Morningside Mustangs. Let's take one more break, and we'll be back with the opening tip from Allie Jim in a moment. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Tonight's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955, 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College moving from right to left here at the Alley Gym. Opening tip controlled by the Morningside Mustangs. Mustang basketball bringing it up is Alex Borchers. Morningside into their offensive set. Mustangs working it around. They feed it down low into the post. Cook. Cook against Feenstra up on the rim. Good. Bryce Cook with a two-point basket. Very quickly gives Morningside a 2-0 lead. 2-0 our score. Pass left side Borchers. Borchers gives it up. Right side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell gives it up. Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken. Back over to Henriksen. Henriksen, Borchers. Borchers, ball fake. It comes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, 17-footer left side, rolls it in. Andrew O'Donnell with a two-point bucket. We're tied 2-2. 2-2 our score. Morningside with the basketball. Morningside in white jerseys. Maroon trim. Cook with it on the baseline. And we've got a travel called against Bryce Cook. Morningside, very interesting numerals. The white on white, with just simply a thin maroon outline for a number. Not a broadcaster's dream by any means. Pass goes left side over to Franken. Franken with the basketball, takes it hard to the hoop. It's deflected out of bounds by Ryan Techmeyer. It'll be Dort College basketball. Dort College in the road blacks, yellow numbers and lettering trimmed out in white. Inbounding is O'Donnell. O'Donnell throws it into the backcourt, finds Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld passes left side over to O'Donnell. O'Donnell down to the baseline, double team, feeds it up to Feenster. Feenster, easy bucket, good. Taylor Feenster with a two-point basket. So back-to-back baskets by the defenders. With it left side, Morningside. Morningside passes it off over to Egger. Egger gives it up to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with it. Techmeyer goes left side, Egger. Egger, they feed it back outside to Almond. Almond, shot from the wing, is good. Bryce Almond with the three-point bucket, and the Dort College defenders trail it 5-4. 5-4 our score. With it, Winterfeld. Winterfeld goes to Franken. Franken facing up, tries to feed it down low. Feenstra fires it back outside. O'Donnell. O'Donnell off the ball fake. Out front, Henriksen. Henriksen, three ball, good. Alec Henriksen from out front. And so far, the offense is having their way. Dort College leading 7-5. 7-5, our score. Driving in, shot blocked from behind. Borchers took it to the rim. O'Donnell blocks it away. It is Morningside basketball, out of bounds, right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass goes to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with it, 20 to shoot for the Mustangs. Pass goes left side, down low, go to Cook. Cook over to Alex Borchers. Borchers gives it up, Almond. Almond in lane, his finger roll is good. 7-7 our score, our second tie of the ball game. This one coming with 17:30 remaining in the first half. Left side pass over to Franken. Franken jumper, not good. Rebound tipped and controlled by the Mustangs. Morningside up and running with the basketball. Borchers. Borchers on the right side. Borchers gives it up left side over to Egger. Egger in traffic. Drops it off for Cook. Cook loses it on the way up. Cook gets the shot back, I guess you would call it, as it slipped away. And the Dort College defenders come back the other way. Franken, baseline jumper, shot no good from 15. Rebound taken away by Morningside. Mustangs with a basketball, Egger. Egger out front. Egger driving in, stops, puts it up from 12. Good. Brody Egger with a two-point basket. Dort College trails 9-7. 9-7 our score, Henriksen. Henriksen with it to Franken. Franken stops, too strong with the right hand. Rebound cleared by Feenstra, shot no good. And the rebound is taken down by Morningside. Mustangs with a head full of steam. Driving in with the right hand is Borchers. Borchers shot no good. Rebound cleared by Dort College. Winterfeld. Winterfeld gives it up to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball into Winterfeld. Winterfeld underneath to Feenstra. Feenstra off of the glass. Too strong, no good. Fight for the rebound. Ball's down on the floor. Jump ball, alternating possession. It will be Dort College basketball. So the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Throwing it in will be O'Donnell. O'Donnell, left side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass goes left side over to Barkema. Barkema gives it up with the ball to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it, 10 to shoot. O'Donnell's pass to Henriksen. It's taken away by Morningside. Morningside up and running with it. And the Mustangs get it into the front court. Layup is up and good for Borchers. Tyler Borchers with a two-point basket. His first of the day as he came in at the last break. Pass goes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen's shot not good. Rebound cleared by Morningside and Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. Techmeyer at the top of the key. He passes left side. Almond. Almond three. In and out. No good. Rebound taken down by Dort College. O'Donnell on the right side, looking down low, instead finds Terpstra. Terpstra. Terpstra's been hot as of late. Let's see if he can keep it going. Pass goes left side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell puts up a three. He's got five as he knocks it down from the left wing. About a good half a step behind the line. And the defenders are back to within a point at 11-10. Techmeyer left side to Almond. Almond to Borchers. Borchers guarded there by Van Langen. Pass right side, three on the way, Techmeyer missed it, no good. Rebound Terpstra. Terpstra into the front court. Terpstra brings it up. He'll pull up, cast up a three from deep, off the heel, no good. Rebound tapped out by Van Langen. Van Langen, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back to Van Langen. Van Langen against Borchers, shot no good. Rebound poked free by Borchers. Coming up with it, Morningside. Rack the other way, Brody Egger. Egger to Techmeyer. Techmeyer with the basketball. Techmeyer will get a ball screen from Borchers. Comes back right side. They feed it down low to Borchers. Borchers kick out past Techmeyer. Cast it over left side to Almond. Almond with a three. He's got 8 early points. And the Mustangs lead at 14-10. Almond comes in averaging 9.8 points per game. He's a transfer from Kearney, averaging 9.8 points per outing. He's got 8 already today. 14:20 left to go first half. Trying to feed it underneath as Henriksen, and the ball stepped out of bounds. Last touch by Dort College and Josh Van Langen. It will be Morningside basketball. Well, Josh didn't think he touched it last. Coach Ross Dalma asking for an explanation, doubting that he got one that he likes. And back we go the other way. Morningside basketball. This is Andrew Simadini. Pass goes into Borchers. Techmeyer. Techmeyer driving in left side. Comes back to Almond. Almond shakes right, goes left. He's fouled on the play by Henriksen, and the foul came before the shot. 14-10, our score. And throwing it in will be Simadini. Simadini triggering. And he gets the ball into Techmeyer. Techmeyer over the ball. He wants a ball screen. He gets one from Borchers. Techmeyer passes right side into the corner. 3 from the right corner. Missed it. No good. Rebound Barkema. Barkema over the basketball. Barkema passes to Terpstra. Terpstra threads through the lane. His shot is good. Alex Terpstra attacking the hoop. North College down 2, 14-12. Almond out front to Egger. Egger with the basketball down low to Borchers. Borchers fires it back out front. Almond. Almond, 3. Top of the key. Oh, they just give him a 2. He's got 10, and the defenders trail 16-12. 16-12, our score. Morningside on defense. Morningside coming out, matching up with Henriksen, and we've got a foul on the play. Foul called on the Mustangs, and Dort College will inbound the basketball right side of the lane as we face the hoop. And the Mustangs will be inbounding the basketball in front. I beg your pardon, Dort College will be inbounding the basketball in front of the Morningside bench. Chad Barkema will be triggering it in. Pass goes in to Franken, and Franken loses it out of bounds. It'll be Mustang basketball. So the Mustangs get it back on the turnover. 13.3 seconds remain, 13.03 left to play in this first half. Up front, Borchers. Borchers over to Almond. And what do we have? We've got a hook called against Morningside and Bryce Cook. So Morningside playing their two post player together right now, Cook and Borchers. They will do that for stretches. Van Ginkel checks into the ballgame. That's Brody Van Ginkel. He started some last year. Morningside modifying their lineup, though, this year. O'Donnell with the basketball. Gives it Barkema. Barkema guarded by Almond. Barkema. Right side. O'Donnell. O'Donnell 3. Missed it. No good. Ball's down on the floor. Picked up by Barkema. Barkema loses it. Now tied up on the play as Bryce Cook forces the tie-up. Almond. Almond comes away with it on the tie-up. And Morningside will send a new player into the game. That's Matt Clemmy. Clemmy will check back into the game. Cook will check out. So we see Clemmy for the first time this evening. Morningside basketball, Andrew Simadini. Simadini to Borchers. Borchers, top of the key, 15-footer, no good. Rebound taken away by Dort College. Coming up right side, it goes to Terpstra. Terpstra, right side, Franken. Franken over the basketball. Franken, left side, Barkema. Barkema, ball fake, 10-footer. Off the window, no good. Rebound taken down by Clemmy. Clemmy over the basketball. Clemmy to Simadini. Simadini over the basketball. Simadini passes the right side. It comes back over to Borchers. Out front, Almond. Guarded there by O'Donnell. O'Donnell swipes at it. Van Ginkel picks it up. Van Ginkel passes right side to Simadini. 11:44 remaining first half. Taking it into lane is Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel, the floater from straight on. It's good. Brody Van Ginkel with a two-point basket. It's 16-14. Driving in is Franken. Franken loses it. It's picked up by Clemmy. Here comes Morningside and Cimadini. Cimadini splitting the defense, cut off there by Franken, and he travels with it. So Cimadini, the 6'1 sophomore from Fort Collins, Colorado, called for the travel violation, and Dort College will get the basketball back. So Dort College with the basketball. Dort College trailing 18-12, need a bucket. Out front with the basketball, Henriksen. Henriksen to Winterfeld. Winterfeld at the center jump circle. He passes left side over to Terpster. Terpster, Franken. Franken, top of the key. Franken gives it up to Feenstra. Feenstra with glass. Too strong, no good. Rebound taken down by Franken. And Franken is stripped of the ball on the way up. Brody Van Ginkel got a hand on it. And the Mustangs will set up the defense as Dort College will throw it in right side of the lane as we face the hoop. Pass comes into Henriksen. Henriksen out front. It goes Terpstra. Terpstra looking for Franken. Franken on the elbow. His 15-footer. No good. Rebound taken down by Feenstra. Shot no good. Going up against Clemmy. That shot no good. But Feenstra will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. Lots of Lakes Conference players on the floor tonight. Dort College with a couple. And Henriksen out of Spirit Lake. Well, Feenstra out of Western. Van Langen out of Western. For Morningside, Clemmy from Spencer, a senior, and Borchers from Lamar's. He's a redshirt freshman, transferred out of South Dakota in the USD. Initially committed to Morningside, then had a whale of a state tournament a couple of years ago. Second free throw by Feenster, no good. He makes one of two. He elected to give Division I basketball a try at the University of South Dakota, decommitted from Morningside. Morningside obviously left the door open if he had a change of heart, and he did. And he is now being very productive for the Mustangs this season in his second year out of high school, but using his first year of eligibility. Winterfeld with the basketball. After the missed shot, here comes Henriksen. Henriksen weaves his way through, lays it up with the right hand. Good. He's got five, and the defenders trail by three, 18-15. We approach the midpoint of the first half. 18-15, our score. Spinning in is Borchers. Borchers trying to take it in against Winterfeld. Winterfeld sets up, takes the charge, and Borchers is called for the charging foul. So Tyler Borchers whistled for the personal foul. That's number one on Borchers. Team foul number three against the Mustangs. Bringing the basketball up is Alec Henriksen. Henriksen goes high post to Franken. Franken with it just inside the arc. Comes back to Henriksen. Alec with the basketball guarded by Techmeyer. Right side Winterfeld. Winterfeld, Franken. Franken back over to Henriksen. Henriksen puts it on the deck against Techmeyer. Floater from 10, no good. Gets his own rebound back. Henriksen in traffic. Off of the glass, good. Alec Henriksen with seven first half points. Dort College creeps within a point, 18-17, 9:30 remaining first half. Techmeyer passes upside over to Almond. Almond gives it up to Clemmy. Clemmy kick out Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel back to Almond. Almond misses the three. It's out of bounds on the baseline. It'll be Dort College basketball. Well, as is usually the case, nice sized crowd on hand from Dort College for tonight's contest in Sioux City at Morningside. With the basketball, Henriksen. Henriksen looking, feeds it to Franken. Franken on the left side. Dalton puts it on the floor. Now Henriksen. Henriksen wanted to shoot it, lost the handle, now picks it up. He'll put up a three, hits it. Alec Henriksen with 10 points. Dort College on a 8-0 run, trailing at 1.18-12. They lead 2018. Right side, Techmeyer. Techmeyer driving in against Winterfeld, and they throw it into the backcourt. Turnover. Morningside, it'll be Dort College basketball. Brody Egger checks into the ballgame. Techmeyer checks out. So Techmeyer checks out of the ballgame. Egger is in. Throwing it in will be Winterfeld for the defenders. Gets it into Feenstra. Neither team will play a lot of players off the bench. North College has basically settled on about an eight-man rotation, more or less seven, to be completely honest. Franken goes right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld three, good. Winterfeld with a three-point bucket. Marcus with his first bucket of the day. For North College, that's three-pointer number four. And the defenders on an 11-0 run. They lead 23-18. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Mustangs. Back with more after this. Well, as is sometimes the case, I missed the signal from the official. I thought they signaled full-length timeout. They only gave a 30. Van Ginkel misses a three out of the timeout. Kick out over to Terpstra. Terpstra, three ball, left corner, good. Terp knocks down a three. He's got five, and the defenders lead 26-18. And we've got a delay of game warning against the defenders. As that ball came through the hoop. And it looked like someone was going up for a rebound and made contact with the basketball. And you're going to start calling that at this point of the game. Could be a long evening. We'll see. We'll see if they're consistent with it. Warning sign of the basketball. Bringing it up. Right side is Borchers. Borchers gives it up. Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers over to Brody Egger. Egger gives it up to Cook. Inside it goes Borchers. Borchers muscles it up and down. Tyler Borchers will go to the free throw line, and he will shoot for the three-point play. Tyler Borchers, 4 points, attempting for a fifth here. Foul is called on Terpstra, and for Alex, that is number one here tonight. North College basically playing Terpstra and Barkham off of the bench and Van Langen, so seven or eight players depending on the situations. Every once in a while right now, we will see Danny Voss. Chandler Brunsting might get a minute or two in the second half, depending on situational play. Borchers' free throw is off the mark, no good. Tyler Borchers, a 74% free throw shooter, misses. So he gets the field goal, but not the three-point play. With it is Franken. Franken comes back out front. Winterfeld. Winterfeld sets, fires three. His shot from the perimeter, no good, but a tap in, and we're going to credit Andrew O'Donnell with that one. He's got seven. A sea of hands. O'Donnell, the closest player to it, gets the tap in, and the Mustangs have the basketball down eight. With it on the right side is Egger. Egger gives it up down low. Bryce Cook comes back to the left side, Borchers. Borchers gives it up. Alex Borchers, awkward shot, can't get it to go, but he's fouled on the play. And Alex Borchers will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two. He's listed 5'11". That might be generous. So Borchers shooting a pair. This is Alex Borchers, the 5'11 freshman from South Sioux City. He's a 79% free throw shooter. First one is up and down. He's got another one coming, 28-21, pending another free throw. Van Langen is in, Feenstra is out. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from the following businesses. They include C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Second free throw by Alex Borchers is off of the mark. He left it short, and the defenders lead 28-21. Pass goes left side to Winterfeld. Winterfeld to Franken. Franken loses it. Swiped away by Borchers, Tyler Borchers. Gives the ball up to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers into the corner. Three from the corner is missed. No good by Brody Egger. And the rebound is cleared by Dort College. Coming away with the basketball. Right side is Henriksen. Henriksen trying to feed it down low for Van Langen. And both teams struggling with turnovers. Into the front court with it is Egger. Brody Egger stops. Passes back outside Almond. Almond with it at the top of the key. Almond, the runner from 15 off the heel, no good. Rebound tipped and finally cleared by Almond. Almond will dribble it back, retreats to the perimeter, turns, fires, 20-footer, good. Pierce Almond with 13 points, and the defender lead is 28-24, and the defenders are forced to use a timeout, and this time it is a full-length timeout. Back with more after this. 28-24, Dort College up four. 6:10 remaining, first half. Dort College basketball. Winterfeld will inbound the ball to O'Donnell. That's high school former high school teammate to high school teammate. Pass goes out front to Henriksen. Henriksen, Vinlangen. Vinlangen with the basketball, gives it up O'Donnell, right elbow. Kick out pass, Barkema catches, fires three off the heel, no good. Rebound long, taken away by Cook. Cook with the basketball. Cook gives it up, left side, Egger. Back outside, it goes to Alex Borchers. Nord College looks like they're showing a zone here. Alex Borchers on the right elbow of the lane. He passes down low, nothing there. Cook, Cook feeds it off Borchers. Borchers bucket, good. And Tyler Borchers will go to the free throw line for another three-point play opportunity. Tyler Borchers already with six here this evening. Missed on his last free throw attempt. He's got another one coming. Well, it doesn't appear to me that even though Borchers didn't play basketball last year, it doesn't look like he took any time off from the weight room. Free throw is off the mark, no good. Keep in mind, he's a 74% free throw shooter. He's missed two so far. O'Donnell passes right side over to Henriksen. Henriksen's pass is tipped and taken away by Cook. Cook on the slam dunk. Bryce Cook with a steal and the dunk. And we're tied up 28-all, 5:13 remaining, first half. Coming back the other way, Morningside. On defense, North College with the basketball. Barkema. North College hit by the turnover bug here in the first half. I'd imagine they're nearing double figures, and there's another one. Barkema a little bit too quick with putting the ball on the deck. Gets whistled for the travel violation. And the Mustangs will throw it in. Throwing it in the backcourt will be Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers gets it into Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers will walk it up. Alex over the basketball, passes right side. With it is Egger. Egger looking down low, gets a ball screen instead. Three players around him, feeds it off to Cook. Cook layup good. Bryce Cook with 6 points, and the Mustangs have reeled off 10 points in a row. They've answered the North College run, and another turnover by the defenders. Winterfeld trying to feed it down low to Vinlangen. Ball deflected, picked up by Morningside. Pass into the corner. Three ball, not good. Rebound cleared by Vinlangen. Vinlangen with the basketball. Outlets over to Henriksen. North College down two, 30-28. Henriksen driving in, puts it up. Shot is blocked by Cook, but a foul on the play. And Henriksen will go to the free throw line to shoot. Foul called on Borchers. That's his first. And Alec Henriksen will go to the free throw line to shoot two. He's got 10 points so far today. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from a variety of businesses in Northwest Iowa. They include American State Bank. Proud to support North College and Defender Athletics by Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. That us settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. C&H Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. York College forces a turnover on the other end. Simonini commits a personal foul as Dalton Franken is headed up the floor with a head full of steam. And with 4:06 remaining here in the first half, Morningside gives the basketball back to the defenders. It's tied 30-30. 4 minutes remaining in the first half. Winterfeld feeds it down low, Franken. Franken, Terpstra. Terpstra left wing beyond the three-point line. Terpstra down to the baseline. Nothing there. Gives it up, Franken. Franken driving in, and he's tripped up on the play by Borchers. Tyler Borchers whistled for his second personal foul. And that is team foul number 7 on the Mustangs. A 1-1 opportunity here for Dalton Franken. Dalton, the leading scorer for the Dort College defenders at 18.2 points per game. He has yet to find the bottom of the net tonight. He'll go to the free throw line for a 1-1 here. Today's broadcast made possible by Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. Franken makes the first. He's got another one on the way. Dort College regains the lead, 31-30, pending another free throw with 3:48 left to go in the first half. Second free throw on the way by Franken is off the heel, no good. Tap out by Feenstra, controlled by Franken. Pass goes right side. Winterfeld back to Henriksen. Henriksen, right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld looking down low. They shadow Frank and on the post. They give it up Terpstra. Terpstra, three. Good. Alex Terpstra buries another three. Dort College leads 34-30, so the defenders answer the 10-point run by Morningside with a 6-point run of their own. Morningside basketball. They pass it left side over to Almond. Almond driving in against Henriksen. Layup is good. Pierce Almond, pretty good body control that time. Henriksen, pretty good position. And it looks like Henriksen might have a contact. Got knocked out. And that's why you young players out there always carry an extra contact lens with you in the duffel bag. Henriksen, they found it. I'm guessing it's a little gummy coming up for the floor. He's trying to unwrap that bugger. Get the saline solution out. Looks like he's got it in the palm of his hands. Aaron Van Beek, Dort College manager extraordinaire, with a mirror ready for him. Alec pops it in. He says, I'm ready to go. And the Dort College defenders will inbound the basketball. Ross Cooper checks into the game for the Dort College defenders. So Cooper, the sophomore out of Applington, getting a run here with 3:05 remaining. Pass goes to Feenstra. Feenstra with the basketball. Feenstra feeds it off. Cooper's in for Winterfeld right now. Feenstra in traffic. Henriksen in traffic. And shot was no good. Feenstra tried to save it in and caught Wyatt Mounts in the back of the head with it. Gives him a slap on the back as he goes by. No harm into our no. Bad intentions there. Pass left side. Van Ginkel as Morningside gets the ball back after the missed shot. Mounts into the front court. Passes over to Van Ginkel. The Van Ginkel brothers in the ball game at the same time right now. They drop it off inside Cook. Cook, easy bucket. Good. He's got eight. And we're back to tie. 34 all. 2:29 remaining. First half of basketball. For a while, it looked like the offenses were just going to run wild. Now the defenses seem to have taken over. Long rebound comes out. Franken kicks it to Terpstra. Terpstra trying to knock down the three from a good two steps behind the three-point line out front. Hits it off the side of the iron. Here's Cook. Cook with another slam dunk. Bryce Cook, 10 points. Morningside, 36-34, they're up. They've scored 6 points in a row. Both teams exchanging 6-point runs. Franken, 10-footer in the lane, missed it, no good. Rebound Cook, and Cook is fouled on the play by Feenstra. That's going to be foul number one on Feenstra. ...36-34, the Dort College defenders down two. Morningside basketball. Today's broadcast made possible by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955... offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955. 722-2313. Pass to Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel over to Mounts. Mounts lets fly with a three. Missed it, no good. Rebound Winterfeld. Winterfeld gets it away to Henriksen. Henriksen over the basketball. Turns on the Jets. Gets around the defender. Lays it up with the left hand. Good. Alec Henriksen with 15 points. And we're deadlocked at 36. Right side of the basketball is Van Ginkel. Brody Van Ginkel out front. Both these teams come in averaging well over 80 points per ball game. They dump it underneath Van Ginkel. Van Ginkel too strong with the left hand. That was Blake Van Ginkel. Here comes Dort College. Terpstra in transition. Back over to Franken. Franken to Henriksen. 1 minute remaining first half. Henriksen puts it on the floor. Puts it up with the right hand. Good. Alec Henriksen. He's got 14, and the defenders retake the lead at 38-36. Henriksen actually has 16, beg your pardon. Driving the other way, though, a layup is up and down for Brody Van Ginkel. He's got four, and we're deadlocked at 38. Five-second difference, shot clock and game clock. Game clock at 28 right now. Henriksen will put up a three from the wing. Missed it, no good. There for the rebound, though, is Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a put back off of the glass. Good, he's got five. York College leads 40-38, 16 seconds left in the first half. Up the floor with the basketball is Brody Van Ginkel. He'll step back, fire a three, missed it, no good. Therefore, the rebound is Mounts, no good. 6 seconds left. Franken lost it as he dribbled out. Mounts puts it up, blocked by Winterfeld. Desperation heave at the buzzer, short, no good. And that's the end of the first half. Our score, Dort College 40, Morningside 38. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with a recap of the first half of action from Alley Gym right after this. Halftime numbers look like this. Morningside 17 of 34 from the floor, 50%, 3 for 12 on threes, 25%. 1 for 4 on free throws for 25%. Dort College 15 of 36 shooting, 41.7%, 6 for 15 on threes, 40%, 4 for 6 on free throws, 66.7%. Dort College is out rebounded Morningside 28-15 in the first half of play. Turnovers, I said Dort College was nearing double digits. I'm surprised they aren't at double digits. They have 9. They just felt like they had a bunch right in a row. 9 turnovers for the defenders, 6 for the Mustangs. Dort College led unofficially by Alec Henriksen with 16 points. Pierce Allman, 15 for the Mustangs. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the official numbers and the scoring totals for both teams right after this. Point totals for the Dort College defenders. Alec Henriksen leads the way with 16. Alex Terpstra off of the bench for 8. 5 each for Andrew O'Donnell, Marcus Winterfeld, and Taylor Feenstra. 1 point for Dalton Franken. For the Morningside Mustangs, Pierce Almond with 15. Bryce Cook has 10. 6 for Tyler Borchers, 4 for Brody Van Ginkel, 2 for Brody Egger, and 1 for Alex Borchers for their total of 38 points. Taylor Feenster leads Dort College with 7 rebounds. Marcus Winterfeld also has 7. 4 for Dalton Frank and 3 for Alex Terpstra for the Mustangs. 3 for Pierce Almond and 2 for Bryce Cook, Wyatt Mounts, and Tyler Borchers. 3 assists for Bryce Cook, 2 for Alex Borchers. For the Dort College defenders, Andrew O'Donnell, Alec Henriksen, and Dalton Franken all have 2 assists. Dalton Franken also has a steal. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. Hey, did you? Halftime scoreboard from around the conference. Midland leads Concordia 32-28. Northwestern leads Mount Marty 38-29. Dakota Wesleyan leads Briarcliff late in the first half of that one at the Corn Palace, 38-33. That one got started late in Mitchell, and not uncommon that the games at the Corn Palace running a little behind schedule. Tonight looks like that is the case. Running behind schedule in Mitchell. The Dort College defenders leading Morningside at halftime, 40-38. In this GPAC men's contest. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with the second half of action from Alley Gym right after this. 40-38, Dort College up 2 at halftime of this Great Plains Athletic Conference contest. I once heard someone say the least important score in all of sports is the halftime score. Having said that, I have seen several leads evaporate here at the Alley Gym. I have seen Dort College come away with thrilling victories here at Alley. So 20 minutes up on the clock. Let's see what tonight holds. Alec Henriksen with the basketball. Henriksen brings it up, passes left side over to Feenstra. Feenstra out front, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell left side, Henriksen. Henriksen on the wing. Henriksen comes back over to Franken. Franken with the basketball. Franken over to Henriksen. Henriksen puts on the Jets. Comes back right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell into the lane. 8 to shoot. O'Donnell off balance shot. No good, but a foul on the rebound. That's going to go against Taylor. Taylor Feenstra, a little too aggressive on the rebound. And Taylor whistled for his second personal foul. 40-38, our score, Dort College. 40-38, Dort College up by 2. Momentary break in the action. Our officials tonight, Jason Harstick, Chris Kaborik, and Jake Hertz. Pass goes left side, Techmeyer. Techmeyer, 3 from the wing, good. Ryan Techmeyer spent a lot of time on the bench in the first half. He gives Morningside a 41-40 lead with that three-point basket, does Techmeyer. Techmeyer with a foul in the first half. Wasn't playing exceptionally well by his standards. My understanding is he is dealing with an injury. Dalton Frank and fall away from 12, no good. Rebound taken away by Borchers. Alex Borchers up the floor, stops, hesitates, puts it up. O'Donnell flies by, and Alex Borchers with a two. He's got three, and the defenders trail 43-40. Winterfeld, left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the wing. Minute 15 gone here in the second half. And they pass it over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball on the right side. Henriksen gives it up Winterfeld after Franken saved the ball from going into the backcourt. Winterfeld takes it into the lane, and Marcus gets whistled for traveling. Turnover gives the basketball back to the Mustangs. Mustang basketball, Borchers. Borchers on the left side. Borchers gives it up to Egger. Egger back over to Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers feeds it to Cook. Cook puts it up in traffic, and Tyler Cook gets called, or Bryce Cook, that is, gets called for traveling. Morningside sitting on a 5-0 run right now to start the second half. Dort College, a couple of possessions where they haven't looked great. Out front with a basketball is O'Donnell. O'Donnell gives it back to Franken. Franken underneath Feenstra facing up against Cook. Feenstra 12-footer right side good. Taylor Feenstra squaring up, knocks down the angle jumper. 43-42, Dort College down one. Morningside basketball, Egger. Egger feeds it down low to Cook. Cook fires it outside. Driving in is Egger. Egger layup good. Brody Egger with 4 points, and the Dort College defenders trail 45-42. Right side, Henriksen. Henriksen back to Franken. Franken, 18-footer, good. Dalton Franken just inside the three-point ring, a long two. Dort College back to within a point, 45-44. 45-44, out front, Techmeyer. Techmeyer gives left side, Egger. Egger to Almond. Almond with the basketball. Almond to Borchers. Borchers driving in. Borchers, kick out pass out front. Techmeyer, Techmeyer three, good. Ryan Techmeyer with a couple of threes. He's got six. And the defenders trail by four, 48-44. Right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell with it on the wing. O'Donnell, Henriksen. Henriksen, top of the key, three. It's too strong, no good. Winterfeld races after the rebound. Comes back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Back to Winterfeld. Winterfeld, three, good. Winterfeld answering with a three-point bucket. Winterfeld with 8 points. And the defenders trail 48-47. Borchers underneath, and we've got a push called on the defenders. That's going to go on O'Donnell. Andrew picks up his second foul. Feenstra checks out. O'Donnell checks out. Checking in, Terpstra and Van Lingen for the defenders. Mustangs to throw the ball in. Right side pass, three, missed it, no good by Almond. Here comes Dort College with a chance to regain the lead. Henriksen draws two players, kick out. Terpstra, three, good. Alex Terpstra with 11. Dort College regains the lead, 50-48, back to where we started the second half. A two-point advantage for the defenders. Pass goes down low. Tyler Borchers gives it up. Alex Borchers, his shot from the middle of the lane, no good. Rebound Henriksen. Henriksen into the front court. Alec with it, stops, drops it for Van Lingen. Van Lingen in traffic, he's fouled. Let's see who it goes against. If it's on Borchers, that'll be number three on him. They're going to give it to Almond instead. That's number one on Bryce Almond. Pierce Almond, that is. Josh Van Lingen to the free throw line to shoot a pair. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Ploym Publishing. For all your printing needs, delivering quality and on time since 1955. By People's Bank with offices in a variety of Northwest Iowa communities. They're a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Call Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra. Sioux Center, 722-0101. Van Langen makes both free throws. That's a good sign. Averaging 5.6 points per game. Defenders extend the lead to 4, 52-48. Right side of the basketball is Egger. Egger out front, Allman. Allman, Techmeyer. Techmeyer's had the hot hand. He's knocked down a couple of threes here so far. They pass it back to Semedini. Semedini back to Techmeyer. Techmeyer hesitates. He's on the left elbow. Comes back right side, Allman. Allman, three. Good. Pierce Allman, 18 points tonight. Four made threes, and the defender lead is 152-51. Not quite 5 minutes gone here in the second half. Pass goes left side. Terpstra. Terpstra on the wing beyond the three-point line. Comes back over to Henriksen. Henriksen driving in, and they're going to wave off the shot and say it's a charge on Henriksen. And Coach Ross Dalma upset. And Dalma whistled. Well, he doesn't get a technical, but Ross Dalma upset. As upset as I have seen him in a while. Wow. Henriksen took it hard to the basket and got called for a charge. Now a shot is blocked out of bounds. Last touched by Dort College. It'll be Morningside basketball. Cook will throw it in. Coach Dalma not feeling the greatest. Battling a cold today and talking to him. That was pretty rough going, and that's not going to help him at all. 52-51 our score. Techmeyer will throw the ball in for the Mustangs. Pass comes out front to Pierce Allman. Allman to Techmeyer. Techmeyer for the lead from 17. It's good. Well, Techmeyer seems to have it going now. He's got eight. Morningside back in front, 53-52. Alex Terpstra answering with a three. Terp knocks down his fifth three of the, fourth three. He's got 14 points. And the defenders back in front, 55-53. Shot no good, but there for the tap-in is Tyler Borchers. Borchers up around the rim to finish that one. And we're deadlocked, 55 all, 14-15 remaining. Pass left side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld knocks down a three. Marcus Winterfeld, his second three of the second half, his third of the ball game. He's got 11, and the defenders have a 58-55 lead, and the defenders call a timeout. Timeout on the floor, charged to the defenders. Back with more in a moment. Morningside basketball after the timeout, after the three-point bucket by Winterfeld. They feed it down low to Cook. They've doubled Cook. Barkham on the help defense, coming around on the second rotation, driving the length of the floor, lays it up with the right hand, no good, but Chad is fouled on the play. And Chad Barkema will go to the free throw line and will shoot two. So free throws on the way for Chad Barkema, Dort College leading 58-55. Second half, and it's a close game, and both teams getting a little testy now. Coach Dalma upset after Alec Henriksen got called for a charge. A couple Morningside players thought Barkema might have traveled with a basketball or carried it on his way to the hoop, and unable to knock down either free throw as Barkema, but Dort College taps it out and maintains possession. Henriksen with the basketball out front. Wants a ball screen. Winterfeld unable to give him one. And now a reach-in foul called on Brody Van Genkel. Van Genkel whistled for the personal, his first. Brody Van Genkel whistled for foul number one. Inbounding the basketball will be Winterfeld. So Winterfeld triggers it in. Terp. Terp, top of the key, three. Missed it, no good. And the rebound is cleared by Cook. Cook with the outlet pass. Cook gets it away to Techmeyer. Techmeyer guarded by Barkema. Gives it up to Semedini. Semedini back to Techmeyer. Techmeyer splits the defense. Techmeyer throws it up on the rim. Can't get it to go through, and the ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball. Winterfeld gets it inbounded to Henriksen. Dort College will bring it up, leading by three. Up front is Henriksen. Henriksen driving hard to the hoop, and he is fouled on the play. So that foul whistled against Morningside. No shots. It's team foul number four on the Mustangs. Van Genkel will check out of the ballgame. Brody Van Genkel has just picked up number two. Semedini will check out. Van Genkel will check out. Checking in is Brody Egger. Alex Borchers also checks back into the game for the Mustangs. Pass goes left side. Barkema. Barkema to Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it high post. Winterfeld. Winterfeld back to Terpstra. 20 to shoot as the ball came loose. They feed it down low. Van Langen. Van Langen against Cook. Van Langen puts it up. Shot is blocked. Loose basketball picked up by Barkema. Off of the glass. No good. Tap out, though, Dort College. Terpstra, three ball, left wing, missed it, no good, and Cook's going to be called for a push. Bryce Cook got called for a push underneath. That one was pretty clear from my angle. Just waited for the official to make the call, and he did. One of those rare occurrences where you just get such a good look at it from your angle that you knew it was coming. Pass comes in to Van Langen. Van Langen, two players around him, and it's swiped free. Coming up with the basketball is Egger. Egger, right side, Techmeyer. Techmeyer on the right wing, three, well, at the 17-foot mark. Gives it back over to Alex Borchers. Feed it down low to Bryce Cook. Cook on the double team. Kick out Techmeyer for the tie. Missed it, no good. Rebound tipped and controlled by Cook. Cook lost it. Picked up by Tyler Borchers. Borchers shot, no good, but he'll go to the free throw line to shoot two, where he is 0 for 2 this evening, currently with 8 points. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the following businesses. They include Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City, by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, and by Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. By the Van Engelen Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Fraud DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area. Whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you. On the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com. 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. Borchers now 0 for 3. He makes that one, so he's 1 for 4. And we have a timeout on the floor. Timeout charge to Morningside. Dort College leading 58-56. Back with more in a moment. This is Dort College Basketball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, KDCR885.com. 58-56 our score. Morningside trailing by two, Dort College with the basketball. Mustangs setting up the defense. Into the front court is Henriksen. Henriksen passes right side over to Winterfeld, and we've got a blocking foul called on Almond. Almond whistled for the personal foul, his second. And with 12:14 remaining in regulation, Dort College with a two-point lead, 58-56. Pass comes right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld out front, guarded by Almond. Passes left side over to Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Now Winterfeld. Winterfeld right side to Franken. Franken, pull up, 18-footer. Missed it, no good. Ball, fight for the basketball, and it's taken away by the Mustangs. Mustangs come away with it. Alex Borchers. Alex Borchers feeds it down low. Tyler Borchers, kick out pass. Three on the way is up and good. Three-point basket by Brody Egger. It is not a textbook shot, but it goes in, and the Mustangs trail 59. Lead now 59-58. Dort College with the basketball. Winterfeld answering three. Yep. Three-point bucket by Winterfeld, his fourth. He's got 14, and the defenders regain the lead 61-59. 11:15 and counting. Comes back to Egger. Egger, high archer, right side, good. He hits a 17-footer for two. He's got nine, and we're tied 61 all. 11 minutes left to go in regulation. Henriksen. Henriksen on the right side. Henriksen shakes left, goes right, puts it up. Shot no good there for the rebound, and the putback is Feenstra. Taylor Feenster with a two. He's got eight. Gets that one on the putback of the missed shot. Timed it out. Nobody boxed him out. And a pull-up jumper on the right side for Borchers. Borchers with five. And the defenders now tied up 63-all. 10:35 remaining. Left side it goes Terpstra. Terpstra feeds it Franken. Franken Feenstra. Feenstra shot no good, but Bryce Cook's going to be called for the foul. Taylor Feenstra will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two free throws. 10:30 remaining in regulation. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. This game a little over an hour old. Still a long ways to go. Got about a quarter of the contest remaining. Today's broadcast made possible by Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center, by Joiner's Wart Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile, by Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know, guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs, located in Orange City. First free throw is good. Second free throw is good. Van Langen checks in. Feenstra checks out. Taylor with 10 points tonight, came in averaging 7.9 points per game. Keep in mind, Dort College managing to take a two-point lead with 10:25 remaining, with Dalton Franken only with a two and a free throw to his credit. Got to fight for the position on the block, and I believe Josh Van Langen's going to be called for the personal foul. Josh picks up his second. Team foul number five on the defenders. And Morningside will inbound the basketball. Alex Borchers throws it in to Techmeyer. Techmeyer guarded there by Winterfeld. Techmeyer gives it back to Almond. Almond, right side, Alex Borchers feeds it down low. Tyler Borchers out front, Techmeyer. Techmeyer over the basketball gives it to Egger. Egger on the right side. Egger to Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers against Van Langen. Underneath, Alex Borchers. Almond. Almond three. Short, no good. Rebound taken away by Franken. Franken with the basketball. 9:50 left. Winterfeld, long three. My goodness. He was barely on this side of half court. Might want to take a little more time off of the clock. Might want to make one or two passes. Shot by Almond up on the rim. No good. Rebound taken away by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. Collision on the rebound between Almond and Franken. Here's Winterfeld. Winterfeld is fouled hard on the play, and Techmeyer commits the personal. Winterfeld will go to the free throw line to shoot two. And Techmeyer made certain that Winterfeld did not get that shot up, and it looked like Winterfeld might rise up and dunk it, but Techmeyer got a hold of the arms before he could get the momentum going, and now Winterfeld goes to the free throw line for two. First free throw by Marcus is up and good. He's got 15, and another one on the way. 66-63, Dort College with a three-point lead, pending another free throw. Still a ways to go in this one, 9:27 left in regulation. Second free throw by Marcus. Winterfeld up and down, and the defenders have a two-possession lead, 67-63. Out front with the basketball is Egger, and we've got an illegal screen called on Tyler Borchers. Tyler Borchers. Whistled for the personal foul, called for an illegal screen. So Borchers will check out with three personal fouls. Andrew O'Donnell will bring the basketball up. O'Donnell passes to Henriksen. Henriksen into the corner, Franken. Franken back to O'Donnell. O'Donnell, top of the key, three on the way. Yep. Andrew O'Donnell with eight. Dort College up 70-63. 8:55 remaining in regulation. Pass goes left side. Now we've got a foul called on Van Langen down low. Josh Van Langen whistled for his third personal foul, team foul number six. Well, the hometown Morningside crowd, a little bit uptight right now about the foul count. Morningside called for nine, Dort College called for six. Alex Borchers throws it in to Techmeyer. Techmeyer takes it in against Winterfeld, draws the contact, gets it to go, and Techmeyer will go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. He coaxed Winterfeld up into the air with a head fake. And now he'll go to the free throw line for a three-point play opportunity. 10 points for Techmeyer, all in the second half. Came in averaging 9.2 points per ball game, did Techmeyer. Techmeyer, first free throw of the night for him, is up and good. 11 for Techmeyer. Dort College leads 70-66. O'Donnell with the basketball, 8:45 remaining. O'Donnell with the basketball, gives it up, Henriksen. Henriksen with it at the top of the key. Henriksen goes over to Feenstra. Feenstra right side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell hit a three moments ago. Feenstra ball fake, not his game. Double team, puts it up off of the glass. Good. Gets his own rebound back, and he is fouled on the play. Two free throws on the way, I believe, coming for Feenstra. Foul on the play was called on Techmeyer. Techmeyer whistled for his third with 8:26 left. That's in regulation. Taylor Feenstra, 2 for 4 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 10 points. Beg your pardon, he's got 11, now 12. He is officially 3 for 5 from the free throw line, so 12 points for Feenstra, and now 13. 4 for 4 this half from the charity stripe. And the defenders lead 72-66. 72-66 our score. Dort College on defense. Morningside with the basketball. Lost it momentarily. Alex Borchers. They kick it out to Techmeyer. And Techmeyer, 14 points, 3 threes, a free throw and 2 twos. All in the second half. And the defender lead is 3, 72-69. Right side with it is Feenstra. Feenstra gives it up O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball. 2-3 zone defense applied by Morningside. Into the corner, Franken. Get in there! Three-point bucket. Dalton Franken needed it in a bad way, and the defenders lead 75-69. Deep left corner, three-pointer by Franken. Pass comes out front, Egger. Egger guarded by O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball gives it up. Techmeyer gets a ball screen from Cook. Techmeyer with the basketball, head fake Borchers. Borchers gets caught up in the air and a foul on the play called on the defenders. Foul's going to go on Marcus Winterfeld. And Marcus Winterfeld picks up foul number 2. Free throws on the way for Alex Borchers. Borchers wears number 22, is a freshman out of South Sioux City, Nebraska. So he will shoot. Well, I'm not sure if they called a 1-1 or a 2, and they're going to call it a 1-1. Franken skies for the rebound, and Alex Borchers misses the front end of the 1-1. Here comes Dort College. O'Donnell passes left side Terpstra. Terpstra over the basketball. Terpstra down to the baseline. Reverses it. O'Donnell. O'Donnell ball fake. Splits the defense. Floater up and good. I'm not sure how that went in, but it did. O'Donnell up in the air. Stretches the lead to 8 for the defenders. 77-69. Get a defensive stop here for Dort College, and then you can feel pretty good about where you're sitting. Don't want to relax. Long pass over the top, the swing pass, and Cook throws it away. Cook was trying to find Brody Egger on the opposite wing, and I believe Cook is going to check out of the ballgame. Tyler Borchers checks in, 6:51 remaining. Dort College with an 8-point lead, 77-69. Well, Dort College gets a stop. Now they have the basketball. Not sure what the timeout situation is. O'Donnell, double-teamed, Terpstra, and a charging foul called on Andrew. Andrew O'Donnell whistled for the charge. It's number 4 on him. And Marcus Winterfeld's going to have to check into the ballgame with 6:38 remaining. O'Donnell's going to have a breather. Drew the defense to him, kicked it into the corner. Looked like Terpstra was going to get an open look at a three, but instead the charging foul called. Alex Borchers, step back 17-footer, good. Alex Borchers with 7. Dort College leads 77-71. Franken, right side Henriksen, comes back right side over to Dort College's Alex Terpstra, and we've got a foul called on Techmeyer. Ryan Techmeyer whistled for foul number 4. Morningside can ill afford to lose him with 6:18 remaining. And let's see what Coach Jim Sykes does here. Can you afford to go without Techmeyer for very long if you're Morningside? That's my question. He's carried them here in the second half. Franken, first free throw, no good. Another one on the way. And it looks like Cook is going to check back into the ballgame, and I'm guessing he's going to go for Techmeyer, so Morningside will go with their two bigs. Techmeyer checks out of the ballgame with four fouls. That's with 6:18 remaining. I'm going to make that note, see how long he sits. Second free throw by Frank, and it's up and good. So Dalton makes one of two. 6 points in the second half, seven for the ballgame. Dort College leads 78-71. Left side pass, Almond. Almond gives it up, Cook, and a foul on the play called on Taylor Feenstra. And Bryce Cook will go to the free throw line. He will shoot two. Bryce Cook, 10 points in the first half. Taylor Feenstra has just picked up his third. This one might be a battle of attrition before it's all over. See who's still standing and who's got players to go. Bryce Cook to the free throw line, 72% free throw shooter. First one is up and good. He's got 11. Another one coming here for Cook. Trying to cut it down to a five-point ball game here with a made free throw. Second free throw by Cook is up and through as he whispers both through, 78-73. Cook for the dozen. Dort College up five, 6:05 remaining. Into the front court is Henriksen. Henriksen, left side, O'Donnell. O'Donnell back over to Henriksen. Henriksen at the top of the key, gets a ball screen, back over to Franken, shakes left, drives right, comes back to Henriksen. Henriksen into the corner, Winterfeld. Winterfeld over the basketball. Winterfeld, fade away from 15, probably not the shot you wanted. Five to shoot, back over to Terp, three-pointer! In and out, no good, but he's fouled on the play, and the foul's going to go on Tyler Borchers. Borchers on the closeout gets called for his fourth personal. And Alex Terpstra will go to the free throw line to shoot three. So three on the way for the senior from Highlands Ranch, Colorado, 6'4 senior. Playing pretty good basketball since the Christmas break. First free throw, no good. Another one on the way. Trying to stretch it back to a seven-point ball game with 5:40 remaining. If he can make the remaining two free throws. First free throw was no good. This one's up and through. Terpstra tonight, four threes, a two, and now a free throw. 15 points for Terpstra, matches his output from Saturday. 79-73, Dort College by six. Second free throw, or third free throw by Terp is up and good. He makes two of three. And the defenders have a seven-point lead, 80-73, 5:37 remaining. They'll leave Borchers on the floor with his four personal fouls. I'm going to let that one ride. Left-handed layup, no good. Fight for the rebound, it's loose. Picked up by Van Langen. Van Langen with a basketball, and we've got a technical foul called on Jim Sykes. So the bench assessed a technical foul. Jim Sykes gets called for the technical. It'll be Dort College basketball when we resume play. A couple of free throws coming here for Alec Henriksen. First one is up and good. Alec with 17. First one in the second half. 5:22 remaining. So we will make that notation. See how that affects play from here on out. Dort College leading 82-73. After Henriksen makes both free throws, he's got 18. A full timeout charged to the Morningside Mustangs. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more in a moment. 82-73, Dort College by 9. 5:22 remaining in regulation. Dort College basketball on the floor for the defenders. Winterfeld, Henriksen, Franken, Van Langen, and Terpstra. Henriksen brings the ball into the front court. Passes high post. Van Langen, they feed it down low to Franken. Franken turn around from the baseline. Missed it, no good. Rebound taken down by Winterfeld. Up and down, count the hoop, and he is fouled. Marcus Winterfeld with a rebound and the putback. A chance at a three-point play opportunity. Waiting to see who the foul's going to go on. That's going to go on Allman. That's number three on him. And Morningside, they're going to check Techmeyer back into the ballgame. Alex Borchers will check out. And the defenders with a chance to extend the lead. Free throw on the way for Marcus Winterfeld. Winterfeld with a three-point play opportunity. Marcus's free throw is up and good. So Winterfeld now with 14 second-half points, 19 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 85-73. Techmeyer to Borchers. Borchers with the basketball. Borchers puts it up, tries to draw some contact. Loose basketball. And unable to hang on to it was Henriksen, but Cook touches it on the end line. It'll be Dort College basketball. And right now, Morningside pretty frustrated. They're just trying to find a rotation that'll work, and they've got to go some offense for defense and vice versa. Borchers, Tyler will check out of the ballgame. They will get him off the floor for this defensive possession because he's playing with four personals. Pass goes left side over to Winterfeld. Winterfeld goes to Franken. Franken with the basketball, 4:40 remaining. Terpstra, three-pointer, top of the key, in and out, no good. Kicks it off the heel. Saved in by Franken on the sideline. Here's Terpstra, busted play, back over to Franken. Franken out front, Henriksen. Henriksen with the basketball. Double team, puts it off of the glass, good. Two-point basket for Alec Henriksen, 20 points. Dort College leads 87-73, 4:18 remaining. Feed it down low, Cook. Cook off of the glass, good. Bryce Cook with two, he's got 14. Dort College leads 87-75. 4:05 remaining. Dort College has to find a way to finish this one out. Pass goes upside Winterfeld. Winterfeld with it on the wing. Marcus splits the defense, kicks it into the corner. Terpst thinks about the three. He's going to drive in, lays it up with the right hand instead. Good. Alex Terpstra, not going to see him get that very often. He's got 10 in the second half. Alex Terpstra with 18 points, and the defenders lead 89-75. Feed it down low, Cook. Cook working on Van Langen. Shot no good, but he gets his own rebound back. It's good. Bryce Cook with six in the second half. 16 for the ballgame. Dort College leads 89-77, 3:28 remaining. Henriksen with a basketball. Henriksen feeds it left side. Terpstra. Terpstra to Franken. Franken, Terp. Terp with the basketball, 14 to shoot. Comes back to Franken. Franken with it on the left wing. Franken at the top of the key. Franken tries to pass it off, and it's tipped and taken away by Morningside. Allman driving the other way. Allman driving in, lays it up, right hand, no good, but a blocking foul called on Alex Terpstra. Terpstra whistled for his second personal foul. Well, Morningside with an opportunity to cut into the lead here with the clock stopped. They'll do it with Pierce Allman at the free throw line. This will be the first free throw shot by Allman tonight. He's got 18 points, three in the second half, and he kicks that one in and out, no good. Morningside has not helped themselves at the free throw line here tonight. Van Langen checks out of the ballgame. Another free throw on the way for Allman. This one's up, kicks off the heel, no good. And the rebound taken away by Winterfeld. Winterfeld will bring it up. Morningside wants to bring some ball pressure. Brody Egger trying to guard Winterfeld. Winterfeld picks up his dribble, passes it right side over to Terpstra. Terpstra, Winterfeld, Winterfeld, Franken. Franken with the basketball back to Terp. 13 to shoot. Now Henriksen. Henriksen with it right side, Winterfeld. Winterfeld drives baseline. Tries to pass it off, and it's taken away by Cook. Cook with a steal. Here comes Morningside, a chance to cut it down to nine. Three on the way by Egger. Missed it, no good, but there for the tap-in is Allman. Allman with a two-point basket. He's got 20, and the defender lead is down to 10, 89-79. Timeout on the floor, charged to Morningside. Back with more in a moment. 89-79, Dort College leading by 10. Morningside shows a 1-2-2 zone. They get it over to Henriksen. Henriksen steps through the trap. And it's thrown away, touched last by Morningside. It'll be Dort College basketball, and Andrew Simadini doesn't argue. His teammates did, but I think he was the player that actually touched it last for the Mustangs. And Dort College will throw it in with 20 on the shot clock. O'Donnell with the basketball. O'Donnell will go baseline, puts it up, shot no good. Bothered on the shot attempt by Techmeyer. Here comes Dort College. Here comes Morningside. Morningside with a chance to cut into the 10-point lead. They feed it down low. Cook. Cook in traffic. Off the glass. Good. Bryce Cook not going to let his team go quietly. 89-81, Dort College by 8. Winterfeld with the basketball. Comes to O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline. Winterfeld back to O'Donnell. 1:47 remaining. Dort College by 8. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Dort College needs a bucket to answer. With it out front is Henriksen. 10 to shoot. Now 9. Henriksen. Franken. 3. Bang! 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 Dalton Franken quiet the entire first half. Here in the second half with 9. He's got 10. He gives Dort College an 11-point lead, 92-81 with 1:32 remaining. And the Dort College defenders call one of their remaining 3 timeouts. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with more right after this. 92-81, Dort College with an 11-point lead. Here come the Mustangs, 1:28 and counting. Semedini penetrates, kicks it left side over to Egger. Egger in traffic, his shot no good, but a foul on the play. That foul is going to go on number 4, Marcus Winterfeld, his 3rd. Terpstra will check into the ballgame for offensive purposes. I believe Taylor Feenster will check out. Free throws on the way for Brody Egger. Morningside with an opportunity to cut into the lead with the clock stopped. So the free throw on the way for Egger is up and through. So Egger makes the first. 92-82. Pending another free throw. So Dort College with 4 guards on the floor now. Egger, another free throw. And that one's up and good. So Egger makes them both. Egger with 9 points in the second half. Defenders lead 92-83. Winterfeld across half court. Over to Henriksen. Henriksen is fouled. Foul's going to go on Pierce Almond. Almond whistled for the personal. He gets called for a block. That's number 4 on him. And with 1:14 remaining, Dort College will have to earn it from the free throw line. Tyler Borchers waiting at the scores table for the Mustangs. First free throw on the way for Henriksen is up and good. Both teams are in the double bonus from here on out. Both teams have 2 timeouts remaining. Henriksen had 16 points in the first half. He's got 21 here in the second half. Another free throw on the way, trying to extend it back to an 11-point difference. 1:14 remaining in regulation. Henriksen's 2nd free throw is up and good. He's an 87% free throw shooter. You want the ball in his hands at the end of the game. Here comes Morningside Techmeyer. Techmeyer against O'Donnell. He passes right side Almond. Almond 3, missed it, no good. Long rebound, and it's controlled by Cook. He passes back over to Techmeyer. 1 minute remaining. Egger, 3, missed it, no good. Boy, it is just every man for himself under the hoop right now, though. My goodness. Not for the faint of heart. Got to have your head on a swivel. Ball's inbounded to Almond. Almond, head fake. His 3 missed it. No good. Techmeyer with an offensive rebound. His shot on the rim is good. Techmeyer with a 2. And the Dort College defender lead is back to 9 at 94-85. 50 seconds remaining. That's 5-0. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Mustangs. Back with more after this. 94-85, Dort College by 9, length of the floor in front of them, 50.6 seconds remaining. Take care of the basketball and you're okay. Pass comes across half court to Henriksen. Henriksen through traffic, finds O'Donnell. O'Donnell left side, cross court pass, Winterfeld. Winterfeld with the basketball. Marcus back over to Henriksen. Henriksen with it near midcourt, and he dribbles on the half court stripe. Over and back violation called against Henriksen. So Morningside that time elected to play it out. They did not commit a foul, but instead tried to play for the turnover, and they got it. Now Dort College needs a defensive stop up 9, 94-85. Pass comes into Techmeyer, got to at least impede his progress. Down to the baseline, step back 2 by Techmeyer. Well, they give him a 3. Brian Techmeyer with a 3. Techmeyer makes it a 6-point ball game, 94-88. A step back 3 by Techmeyer. Techmeyer tonight, the 6-foot senior from Davenport, Nebraska, averaging 9.2 points per game. Tonight, He's got 19, all of them coming in the second half. So it's a six-point ball game, and now you probably start playing the free throw game if you're Morningside. Well, at least initially you probably play for the turnover. But if you don't get the steal immediately, you almost have to commit a foul, I would think. Morningside with three players on the floor with four fouls each. They are Almond, Tyler Borchers, and Ryan Techmeyer. Well, Techmeyer's put this team on his back here in the second half. 19 points for him. Dort College will inbound the basketball. Winterfeld gets it inbounded to O'Donnell. O'Donnell with the basketball, and Dort College calls a timeout. 24.3 seconds left, so a couple precious seconds tick off of the clock. We're going to keep it right here. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com, and the dust settles. You'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Highway Chevrolet Buick and Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3w.highwaychevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. And by People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. For Values Matter member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955. Offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop, serving the community since 1955. Pass goes into Henriksen. He's in the backcourt. 22 seconds remaining. They get it to O'Donnell. O'Donnell across the timeline. O'Donnell back over to Henriksen. Now they have to commit a foul, and Henriksen is fouled. And he can as much as seal it here. He can make it a three-possession ball game with a made free throw. He's got to make one out of two. So Morningside played the defense, and once it came across half court, they committed a foul. Dort College trying to put together a winning streak in the conference. First free throw no good, though, by Henriksen. This one's not over. It's a two-possession ball game. Dort College has one player on the floor with four fouls. He is Andrew O'Donnell. Henriksen's second free throw is up and good, so he makes that one, and Dort College is in pretty good shape, up 7, 95-88. 13 seconds left now. Techmeyer gets a screen. Techmeyer gives it up. Egger, three, missed it, no good. Tyler Borchers saves it in. Techmeyer, three, off the mark, no good. 2 seconds left. Borchers with a tap attempt. Ball goes out of bounds with a tenth of a second remaining. And the Dort College defenders are going to win this one, 95-88. The defenders go on the road, and they get a victory over the Morningside Mustangs at Alley Gym, 95-88. Wireless World postgame wrap comes up right after this. This is Dort College basketball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Welcome back to the Alley Gym on the campus of Morningside College in Sioux City, Iowa. Let's visit with Coach Ross Dahlman and get him on his way. The Dort College defenders victorious 95-88, outscoring Morningside 55-50. Dort College went from leading 67-63. It was actually tied 63-63. Dort College then outscored Morningside 14-6. To take a 77-69 advantage and really had control of the ball game from there on out. Made enough free throws at the end to seal it. Coach Ross Dahlman joins me, and Coach, congratulations. Good win for this team. This is one you've been looking for a while. I date it back to the win over Northwestern Ohio at the Thanksgiving break. That was really the last, if you will, signature win for this team. You got one tonight, and much needed win on the road.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. It has been a while since we've got a signature win, and it's been, roughly, pushing 6 weeks. But I will say that you know, this win's the result of guys just continuing to believe and play hard. I really felt coming back from Christmas that our practices have been different. Our focus has been different. Our confidence has been much better. And it was good to see this pay off for the guys because they are fully vested. They fully support each other. And we have seen positive gains since we come back from Christmas. And to get this one here, I think it's been five years since we've won here, Mike. So it's a good win for us this evening.
Up and down the lineup, you got solid contributions. Again, six players in double figures, 95 points. You were up 40-38 at halftime, and I wouldn't say either team had any control at halftime. And it was just a back-and-forth battle. You'd get 6 and 8 point runs. Neither team able to really put together a string of stops.
No, it was a situation where, you know, whoever was going to get a couple stops was probably going to play, you know, playing with the upper hand, and we were able to do that. I thought the last 3-4 minutes we played with a lot of poise. Probably the game on Saturday helped us, you know, even though we didn't want to be in that situation. I felt we were very confident. We took care of the ball. We made free throws. We executed some sets well. And so it was really good to see. I mean, it was a game obviously we had to earn, and we did.
I don't want to take up too much of your time because your voice sounds pretty well hashed. Marcus Winterfeld, a double-double. Dalton Franken and Taylor Feenstra nearly missed double-doubles. All three of those simply the result of very hard work.
Yeah, we had 21 offensive rebounds tonight. Feen had 8 of those, and Marcus and Dalton had 4. And that was obviously big. We're not shooting the ball real well, but we are playing hard and giving ourselves multiple chances because of the offensive boards. And, you know, Marcus, it's 2 games in a row now where he's been over 11 rebounds. So we can continue to get that effort, that focus. We got a shot to hopefully win a couple here yet.
I'll run down the numbers in just a little bit after you leave, but suffice it to say, you got a big lift again from Alex Terpstra. We talked about him last week, staying the course, 18 points. Gave you a good lift off of the bench, and he's almost become a 6th starter for you.
Just playing very well, playing with a lot of confidence. As we said on Saturday, he knows his time is limited, and he's trying to make the most of it. I would say, too, that he and Danny Voss, have really got this group focused and playing with a lot of confidence. Sometimes there's a lot of things that go well that don't necessarily show up on game day, and you know, Danny's contributions along with Alex have been real big.
Hastings, your opponent, coming up on Saturday. Back in early December, you played him down in Hastings. You were competitive for a while. Then you had Alec go down with an injury. I would imagine the guys are looking forward to another shot with the Hastings College Broncos.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we're just trying to get ourselves to that 8th spot in the conference race. We don't talk about that yet. But it'll be interesting to see how we practice tomorrow, Mike. You know, we've got to stand with a little bit of success. And we've played well after Christmas. We've got to continue to practice well.
I will let you go, Coach. Rest the voice.
Thank you, Mike.
Coach Ross Dama and the North College Defenders getting the win tonight by a final of 95-88. And I would imagine Coach probably sounds better than he feels, and he had to muscle through today, but he'll feel a little bit better with a win here, 95-88 over the Morningside Mustangs. Here are your numbers. North College, 30 of 66 from the floor, 45.5%, 14 of 29 from the free throw line. Three-point line, that is, 48.3%, 21 of 28 from the free throw line, 75%. From Morningside, 36 of 72, 50%, 9 for 27 on threes, 33.3%, 7 of 14 on free throws, 50%. Dort College out rebounds, Morningside 47 to 33. Turnovers, Dort College 16, Morningside 10. Individually, Dort College led by Alec Henriksen's 23 points, 19 points for Marcus Winterfeld. He was 6 of 9 from the floor. Alex Terpstra, 18 points. 13 for Taylor Feenstra, 10 each for Andrew O'Donnell and Dalton Franken. 2 points for Josh Van Langen. For the Mustangs, Pierce Almond had 20 points, 19 for Ryan Techmeyer, all in the second half. Bryce Cook, 18 points, 11 for Brody Egger, 7 for Alex Borchers, 9 for Tyler Borchers, 4 for Brody Van Genkel, for their total of 88. Dort College was led by Marcus Winterfeld with 11 rebounds. Dalton Franken and Taylor Feenstra missed double-doubles by 1 rebound apiece. 5 rebounds for Alex Terpstra, 3 for Chad Barkema, 4 for Josh Van Langen, 3 for Alec Henriksen, 2 for Andrew O'Donnell. Alec Henriksen had a team-high 8 assists, 3 assists for Andrew O'Donnell. for the Mustangs. Bryce Cook had 8 rebounds. Tyler Borchers ended with 5. Pierce Almond also had 5. 5 assists for Alex Borchers, 3 assists each for Pierce Almond and Bryce Cook. Here are your scores from around the Great Plains Athletic Conference today. Men's basketball, Dakota Wesleyan over Briar Cliff, 87-66. The Tigers dropped the hammer in Mitchell. It was Midland over Concordia, 64-59. And Northwestern, a 87-67 men's winner over the Mount Marty Lancers. And in a game you just listened to on KDCR 88.5, Dort College, a 95-88 winner over the Morningside Mustangs. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Dort College gets a split. Dort College loses the women's contest by a final score of 94-77. Men's contest goes the way for the Dort College defenders, 95-88. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good evening.